Welcome back. It's Amanda here. It's good to have you with me. Well, if you're anything like me, you're probably thinking right now about the impending holidays. Whatever you celebrate, whatever your religion, your beliefs, your views are on this time of year, it can be a little tricky to navigate. Now, if you are like me and you are single, without children, or child-free, childless, however you want to label yourself, this can be a challenging time of year. A lot of things around the holidays are geared towards children, people who have children, people who have communities with children, and well, families. And if you're anything like me as well, where you don't have your biological or your nuclear family in your life, it can be doubly or triply challenging. I tend to be one of those people who throughout the years has lived in various places around the world during this time of year. I am a little bit of a hybrid individual in that I was raised Catholic. I don't ascribe to any form of organized religion. That's my choice and my belief. And I also am part Jewish. And so throughout the years, I have celebrated what I call Chrismukka. I know you may also use that term. I do love all the pomp and circumstance of Christmas, meaning all the ridiculous Hallmark movies, all the feel-good things, having trees lit, seeing all the light displays, the music, the symphonies. I just love all of that about Christmas. I love getting into it. I have a list of movies I watch. And yet still, this time of year can be very tricky for me, as I'm sure it might be for you, especially when it comes to asking yourself the question of who do I spend the holidays with? Now, some of you may still have your families, your nuclear family, your chosen family in your lives, and it still can be difficult to actually make a choice to spend time with those family members, to make sure that you're preserving your energy, to make sure that you feel good in yourself when you are actually celebrating or when you are actually surrounded by the people that you have chosen to be around. Now, in my case, as I mentioned, I don't have children and I don't have family. So I oftentimes end up asking myself, what am I going to do on the days where we traditionally here in the United States celebrate Christmas, which is on the 24th and 25th? And who does that mean that I will be celebrating with on those days? So this time last year, I was in a bit of a tricky situation. And I was asking myself, who am I going to spend time with? Because my ex-husband had just left the house. We had plans with neighbors, and then his family happened to be in town because it was also Hanukkah, and all of that blew up overnight. And so I had to say, what's going to make me feel really, really good right now and not feel anxious and not feel alone? And I ended up just cooking for myself and my dog and spending time watching the Christmas movies I like and just really pouring into myself. Now, you might be in that situation this year where things have shifted, things have changed, you're not sure what you're going to do, and the holidays are creeping up pretty quickly. I am also, again, in that situation. I'm probably going to be moving out of my home right before Christmas, and so my dog and I don't yet know where we're going to be. We'll potentially be traveling somewhere. We just haven't quite figured it out as of yet, and I'm kind of okay with that because I like to spend some time in renewal and in thinking about what's next and in doing what makes me feel really good. So if you're facing that situation this year, I want to let you know that there's a couple things you can do. If you feel like you're navigating this alone, if you feel like the boundaries you're setting for your family aren't being heard, if you feel like you just want community to support you, particularly ladies, if you are childless or child-free, well, I have a solution for you. I am now creating a community for people like us, those of us who have chosen not to have children, or maybe you're an empty nester and you're just looking for that next iteration of you in a community that supports you without judgment and without societal expectations of what you should have done, be doing, should be feeling, and how you should be doing anything, even if that means how you should be celebrating your holidays. So if that's you, if that's where you are in life, I honor you. And also, I'm offering you an invitation to join my community. It's a community called Untick the Boxes, a community for women who want to create their own lives in the way in which they feel best. Now, I'm going to invite you to email me at amanda@periodtopause.com with the word community. And I will share with you where you can join us. It's absolutely free. We will be sharing resources and tips. And I promise you, this is a group of like-minded individuals around the world who are growth-minded, who know that there's a better way to do life, and really want to honor their own choices. In addition to that, part of that group, we are going on a life-changing trip where we will be exploring food and wine and culture of one of my favorite places in the world, Greece. And I'm super excited about this bespoke, unique experience. There's only 12 women who are allowed to come on the trip because it's small and it's intimate. And we are going to be experiencing such life-changing, mind-blowing things that we're keeping it super small. If any of that is of interest to you and you want some support, email me at amanda@periodtopause.com. Or if you just want to talk through the next phase of your life, I am here for that. I'm a sounding board. I help people strategize on that all the time. So just email me. But I want you to know that you are not alone, that it's okay to spend the holidays alone, and that you will get through this, and we are here for you. Thank you for listening, and I can't wait to come back to you in a couple of episodes with some more tips and things I'm also navigating, because I see you, and I hear you, and I honor you. And as we say at Period of Pause, continue to go out there to educate, rise, vocalize, mobilize, and we'll see you next time. Take care, and happy holidays.
Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to A Period to Pause podcast if you really liked it. If you didn't, you can go ahead and skip that step. And remember to follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And go check us out on Instagram and Clubhouse. Oh, and don't forget to tell another woman in your life that you support her, and it only takes one tiny action to lead to big change. See you next time.